Hi, how have you been? So I heard about this restaurant that just recently opened up. Want to go check it out the next time we meet?
Was there anything strange about what you just heard? Well, what you just heard wasn't actually me, but an AI-generated audio based on my voice. AI is increasingly being used as a tool for scams, so I headed to a cybersecurity firm to find out the ins and outs of voice phishing.
Today, we're gonna go through how fraudsters use some commercial platforms to clone the voice in a matter of seconds.
I called a bunch of friends to let Yuan record voice samples of me speaking conversationally.
Over the weekend, so on Saturday I went to JB. That's supposed to be for you. That's supposed to be your question, but...
Yuan fed my audio samples into a voice cloning platform, and within seconds, we were able to have a cloned voice of me.
You can write whatever you want here, and it will generate the content based on your voice.
Today, we're conducting a little experiment on deepfake voice cloning. We're going to see how similar cloned voices would sound to mine by using my 40-second voice samples.
It doesn't sound like me.
Access to voice synthetic tool is surprisingly affordable, with subscription fee starting as low as $5 per month. The technical barrier is also minimal. Many commercial voice cloning platforms offer user-friendly interface, allowing anyone to generate cloned voice with a few clicks, no specialized skills required. As for obtaining voice samples, social media is the primary source where people share videos, audio notes, or live streams. Other sources including radio, TV interview, webinar, or public recordings available online. In some cases, scammers record a victim's voice during a phone call to clone it and use it to scam other people.
I decided to call my colleagues and friends to see if they could tell if it was me calling or AI.
Hello.
So I heard about this restaurant that just recently opened up. Want to go check it out the next time we meet?
Okay, I think that's definitely not her.
It sounded like an older woman.
The enunciation was a bit too clear. Like, as Singaporeans, we always speak very quickly. We are not always the best at enunciating our words. So that seemed like a very proper message.
Like, it sounds a bit too perfect.
My thoughts is that the first one very clearly is an AI. I think I know because, like, it sounded very, like, robotic and very, like, monotonous.
It sounded a lot like the words were stretched, so something like this, which is not how people usually speak. So that was one of the things that made it a bit clearer that, okay, this could be a message that was generated rather than her.
Not entirely sounds like your voice, but I think most part, it does sound like you.
So like the voice itself, it does sound like me, but like maybe the way that it's spoken is not similar
like
to how I speak.
Yeah, like, I feel like the AI one got a bit of accent also.
While my friends were able to identify the real me, some factors may have contributed to that. The Singaporean accent may not be as easy to clone as an American or British accent. My friends are also in their 20s and may be more familiar with what AI sounds like.
We speak to Natasha quite a lot, so we are familiar with her voice, but if this was like an acquaintance or something, then they might think that it's actually Natasha.
I would imagine that for a lot of people, it would be difficult to tell the difference. Like if it's an elderly, perhaps, right? Like they won't even second guess it. If the name on their phone is like their son's name or their grandchild's name, there will be no reason to second guess.
High-risky targets, including corporate executives like CEOs, CFOs, financial personnel, and the elderly, especially those unfamiliar with AI voice generation technology. Since scammers are financially motivated, they prefer to target those who can potentially bring high financial return or those who are easily to emotionally manipulated.
There are some signs to watch out for, such as unnatural pauses and lack of background noise. But these aren't always foolproof, as voice cloning technology is constantly improving. My personal takeaway is to always be wary. So the next time I get a call from an unknown number, I won't be the first to speak.